Welcome to Catholic Sports View on Immaculate Heart Radio. A look at the athletes and coaches who shaped the Trinity League. Exploring where athletics meets faith. Now, here is your host, Bob Gibson.
Thanks again for joining us this week here on Catholic Sports View. Later on in the hour, we'll talk with the president of Santa Margarita High School, Mr. Andy Sulik, and his vision for the Eagles as they celebrate, get ready to celebrate next year, their 30th anniversary there at the school. But we're going to kick off things for this show this week by talking with Chris Ledyard. He is the brand new athletic director at J. Sarah High School. Chris, thanks for joining us here on Catholic Sports View.
You know, it's good to be here. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, we appreciate it. First, you're at the helm at J. Sarah. You come with plenty of experience from the collegiate level. What brought you out here to become a Lion?
You know what? My wife, her family is from Oceanside, California, and she did a good 30 years with me in Ohio, and then she said, what do you say, we go to my home now.
Not a bad trade-off, huh?
Happy wife, happy life. Yeah, not a bad trade-off at all.
So your wife's from Southern California. You're not, though, right? You're from the Ohio area?
Actually, you know what? I grew up in Syracuse, New York.
Oh, okay.
And I moved when I was in high school, so I went back. I actually went back to Ithaca College, and I wrestled at Ithaca after that. So most of my childhood and all my childhood and my college years were in New York.
So not missing the snow at all, loving the surf and the beach right here in Southern California, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
How did J. Sarah even get on your radar?
It's amazing. You know, you talk about God incidences or things you don't really have an explanation for.
Right.
My wife was literally looking online, and she found this high school, and she said, hey, I found a high school. I think it looks pretty cool. Looks like they're really strong in the faith. And at first I just said to her, you know, I don't want to go back to a high school. That's not something I want to do. And then she said, you got to look at this. I don't know if it really is a high school. And anyways, we looked at it and saw that it was just a very, very well-structured, obviously a prep school for kids academically and athletically, you know, to direct to college and spiritually. I just thought, wow, this is really interesting. So we came out here for an interview, and I was hooked.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. Your wife is really onto something there. It's so much more than a high school and athletically, as we talk about on this show. Obviously, we talk about athletics. You're the athletic director, and I'll touch on some of the academic sides of J. Sarah in a couple of minutes. But any school in the Trinity League is not just a regular high school. I mean, really, I always say I compare it to collegiate level athletic programs, and that's really what it is when you're talking about a Trinity League school.
It is. It is. There's no doubt about it. I'm very impressed with the structures that have been established here. I'm very impressed with the traditions that have been established. It's hard to believe that this school is only 14 years old. It's rather incredible what's gone on in such a short period of time. Nothing short of astounding.
Yeah, I might offend some people when I say this, and I don't mean to, but even within the Trinity League, J. Sarah kind of stands out above some of the other schools. I have to say, you know, my personal experience, that's not a shot at anybody else, but just the way things are done at J. Sarah, it just seems like there's always that forethought of how things are going to reflect on the school, and it's always done, you know, in a first-class way.
Yes, there's definitely a lot of resources here, which is something I hadn't seen before. You know, I think there's people who step in, and a part of the mission is written in a way that it is both driven by you know, the way the mission reads, basically inspired teachers and inspiring parents to work with. And that can be very scary, but I found here that there are a lot of parents who step in and really want to be a part of the greater good, which I find to be fascinating. Because coming from a college, you know, when they asked me in the interview, what's the one difference between, you know, you being in a collegiate atmosphere and here? And I said, one word, parents. They don't call you when you're a college athletic director. Right. No parents call up on the phone.
So true. So true. Chris Ledyard joining us here from the athletic director at J. Sarah High School. You were at Franciscan University in Steubenville, obviously well-known within Catholic circles, top Catholic institutions in the United States. When you talk about the faith, the mission of the faith within a school, was that really at the forefront of what you saw with J. Sarah?
Yes, yes. I mean, coming in here, the first Wednesday I was here looking and seeing Mass with, you know, 1,200 kids, looking out over the bleachers and seeing everyone going down, even those who were not Catholic, just going down to get a blessing, you know, for communion. I just found that to be very moving. I thought, wow, this is incredible. I mean, to watch all these kids every single Wednesday, they stop school and mass is served. And, Father Damien, who is the priest here available to the students, is just an incredible guy. And, every week he gives a sermon to these guys like he's preaching to their hearts. So I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Is your day-to-day job appreciably different on the high school level than it was at the collegiate level?
A lot of familiarity. There's a great deal of structure here that is the same. But what is different is how you go about it, like I said, with the parents. So on a day-to-day, I'm impressed both with how it is similar to a collegiate atmosphere from a facilities perspective and from a resource perspective and from the perspective of academics. I'm blown away with how Jay Sarah has focused on the academics tied in with athletics. So you're truly, again, a student athlete.
Yeah, since you brought that up, I mentioned I wanted to talk about the academic side of Jay Sarah. And obviously, all that comes from the top. I mean, if you don't have that great leadership from the top, it's not going to work. And you have some of the best leadership at Jay Sarah. We know that.
Absolutely. I can't say enough about Rich Meyer and about Eric Stroop and the things that they do, about our HR department and Daisy Annawalt. And these guys have really put together a phenomenal structure and been supportive. Donna Vandenberg and student activities, all a part of mind, body, and spirit growth. And that's really what I'm trying to do is, live up to the standard that Jay Sayre has already set and be on this side of the bridge of the campus, and continue to develop the athletes in mind, body, and spirit.
Well, when I walk on campus at Jay Sarah, I always see smiling faces, kids that look excited to be Lions, to be on that campus. So I imagine it's not a hard sell to get a kid to come sign on and become a Lion.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's exposure. The key is exposure. I don't think you really know what Jay Sarah has to offer until you're taking the time on campus. I would encourage anybody to come and look and be here. One of the more stirring things for me when I first arrived is when the kids are saying hello to you and they're looking at you in the eye and shaking your hand. And that's how I raise my own children, and I really appreciate the way Jay Sarah has set that as a standard.
Is that really all about, the Catholic education, quote unquote?
I believe it is. I mean, I think what you have here is you've got the Catholic education, which I think basically, brings a great deal of discipline as well. So some of this is what spills over, from the spiritual to the carnal, just from the standpoint of discipline and focus and virtue, making virtuous decisions.
Chris Ledyard, you're joining us this week on Catholic Sports View, the athletic director at Jay Sarah High School. He's in his first year there, and you took over, obviously, for a legend in South Orange County. Jim Hartigan, of course, was the football coach there and the athletic director for a long time, has since departed the school. But I have to imagine that had to be a great advantage to you to be able to pick his brain and be able to kind of get the lay of the land from Coach Hartigan.
Sure. I mean, absolutely. For the most part, it's the things that he did, the things that he put together that I've been, a lucky recipient of. I mean, he's done a great job. He had done a great job with structures, and those structures are largely in place. And that makes the transition that much easier.
Because kids, choose to come, for a private education, do you ever feel like you're in competition with Santa Margarita, St. Margaret's, some of the other private schools that are in South County?
Well, that depends. I mean, am I allowed to lie on the show? Or...
It's all up to you.
Yeah, I'll lie and you swear to it. Sure, of course, to a certain degree,
right,
that is the case. But like anything else, I think the focus, and we've talked about this as a coaching staff and as an organization, what we need to do is build in who we are, build upon who we are. We really, truly are attempting to focus on the mind, body, and spirit growth. It's tough to do when you're in such a high-end league. So, I'm a believer, and I'm preaching this to the coaches, and I've actually brought in some coaches who I can comfortably pray with. I need to know that I'm bringing in coaches that I can sit with and pray with for the vision and the direction of the school. As a matter of fact, Monday mornings now, any coaches who want to join me at 7:30, they come into my office and we pray for the direction and vision of the school. So basically, with that, I think we need to promote the fact that this is a deep place where we want to be. We want these kids to walk away recognizing the power of Christ inside of them as they head out to the real world, per se. And we've got to be able to use sports as a medium by which we introduce these kids to Christ.
And I imagine that's got to be an advantage, not only for you, but for your coaches as well, that you know you guys are all in the boat with you, rowing in the same direction. And they know the same thing, that you're in the boat with them, rowing in the same direction.
Yes, and these things need to be talked about because there's a real transition, right? When you're doing this kind of thing and you mean it and you start to work toward it, then there are some things you have to look at the way you do. You know, we talk about transformational coaching as opposed to transactional coaching. We talk about, you know, you want to transform a kid's life. You just don't want to, you know, poke him and prod at him so you can get him mad enough to go out and hit somebody.
Right.
That would be a lot more transactional. So what we're doing is we're working on this together. You know, one of my major duties, the way I look at athletics, the way I have looked at athletics as an athletic director for many years, is that it's my job to minister to the coaches so that they can better minister to the kids.
Obviously, anytime you have a new coach, and certainly an athletic director position, it's even probably tenfold. But, you know, you want to come in and put your stamp and your vision on your program. And obviously, that makes total sense. You know, Coach Hartigan did that in his tenure there. And I'm sure you've had a chance now to, in this first year, to sort of steer the ship in the direction, you know, you see fit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The primary focus on that is really, how do we live together as a team?
Mm-hmm.
When I'm talking to coaches, I say, look, I'm asking you things of you, and I'm even in some cases demanding things of you because you're the pulling guard, or you are the wide receiver, or you are the striker on this team. And essentially, I talk to them like, look, I'm coaching you, and we actually are a team. We're going to take care of each other, and all boats are going to rise at the same time.
I'm sure it helps too that you were a coach yourself for many years. You stood in their shoes.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been coaching for 30 years, so I've coached, you know, track and field. I've coached wrestling, of course, for many years. I coached many state championships. There's a difference between a goal and a purpose. We have to recognize as coaches and a coaching staff, what is the purpose for you being here? And the purpose for us being here is the development of the individuals that we coach. The goals are separate things. The goals we have for those kids should come through their desires and us teaching them how to get there.
I like that. Quick break here on Catholic Sports View. We'll have more with Chris Ledyard when we come back right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Sports View. I'm Bob Gibson, and we are being joined this week by Chris Ledyard. He's in his first year at the helm of the athletic program at J. Sarah High School. And where we left off, you know, we were talking about some of the great things going on within your athletic program and your vision. Obviously, you got thrown into the deep end here within the Trinity League. Trying to play for league championships in almost any sport here is a tough proposition. What did you know about the Trinity when you took the job?
You know, what I had known from back east about Servite, you know, I had heard Servite mm-hmm. several times. I had known who Modern Day is, of course, St. John Bosco, because of what they had done in football, you know, with some of their games with De La Salle and that kind of thing. Those are the kinds of things I knew from the east. I knew that I was going into, you know, the top two, one of the top two, you know, toughest leagues in the nation. I didn't know that till after I looked at Jay Sarah and I realized, oh my gosh, it was probably on the flight over here that I realized that we were in the Trinity League. So it was kind of an interesting start.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, when we talk about the great leagues in all the United States, it's not a stretch to say this probably might be the best league anywhere that you're going to find competition-wise, the type of athlete that comes through the Trinity. It's tough to come to compete in any sport across the board, but I guess, you know, really you wouldn't want to have it any other way. You know, you're facing the cream of the crop no matter what sport you're participating in this league.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you see it in the people, you know, and even when I was listening to games, you know, we were playing Bishop Ahmad, I believe it was, and I was back in Ohio and I hadn't come here yet. I was already hired, but I had, you know, cleaning up business back in Ohio, and listening to a game, and I heard, you know, Adam Archuleta, his son was playing quarterback for Bishop Ahmad at the time. I just started laughing. I'm like, that's Adam Archuleta is one of my heroes from the Rams.
Right.
Rams days back in the day, and his son's playing quarterback. I got a kick out of it.
Definitely true. Chris Ledyard joining us here this week on Catholic Sports View. When you're hiring a coach, and I guess you've had a couple of chances now to put some new coaches on board within the program, you know, what are you looking for? What's the right kind of hire for J. Sarah?
Well, that's a great question. We're looking for somebody who really has a lot of strength in that sport and shows a background of greatness in there, literally from the perspective of, you know, professionalism and what they've done in the past. But at the same time, I need to have with that a coach who I can comfortably pray with. I need to know that I'm bringing somebody in who has the same ethos and recognition that, look, you know, not only are we in the Trinity League and we need that high-end competition, but we also need someone who I can sit with and talk about the faith with, who can create an atmosphere on their team where there's an openness to discussing the faith at all times, and even an openness to building some traditions within your team that inspires conversion through the kids.
Is that sort of this, along the same lines when you're talking about a kid who may come on campus and look around? I mean, you find a lot of good kids who want to come in, but I would think every once in a while there might be a kid where you go, you know what, maybe that kid's not right for what we're trying to do here.
Sure, but I think turning away a kid regarding their faith would not be something we'd do. However, what we want to do is sort of create an environment where, from an academic and athletic perspective, that we are sure that they can succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So in that respect, we really are careful about who comes in, because we don't want to bring someone in who really has a very low chance of succeeding, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no.
So it's about perspective, and it's about really ruminating over those details. We don't want to bring somebody in because of a great deal of talent, and then they have no real fit here from the standpoint of academics and spirituality, to be honest with you. I guess to a certain degree that's
right.
There too. But for the most part, we want to bring someone in who we really feel like they can succeed.
Sometimes the word family is, you know, thrown around, you know, sort of loosely, but you get the feeling at you know, Jay Sarah, that really takes on a meaning.
Yeah. I think especially between the kids. I mean, I think especially between the students on the campus, what I've seen. My daughter is a junior here, so she just came and started in January. And she certainly is experiencing a family atmosphere. That's phenomenal. I never would have expected that she would meld so quickly into an environment, because this is not, it's not like she's the new kid, right? There's, you know, in January, there might have been 25 new kids coming in because it's a private school.
Right.
You have that. You know, there's a commuter aspect to it.
Sure.
So with that aspect, I never thought she would have so many close friends so quickly and just have such a good time.
Obviously, every new school year, you know, begins with a football season, and mm-hmm. there's an old saying that as your football season goes, kind of the rest of your school year is going to follow. And I know you know where I'm going with this. Jay Sarah has not seen the most success in the sport of football, and that's not to say the program hasn't been good. The wins have happened at Jay Sarah, and there have been plenty of good prospects. But as we know, in the Trinity League, you're fighting Bosco and Mater Dei. I mean, national powers. So
yes.
You know, six or seven wins is a nice season elsewhere. It's not going to get it done, obviously, in the Trinity. Is that at the forefront of what you're trying to do, is to rebuild that football program? And now with the new head coach, do you have a chance to maybe, you know, reshape the football program?
Yes to both of those questions. Okay. Yeah, in Pat Harlow, we hired Pat Harlow mm-hmm. here, and I can't be happier with this guy. I mean, he is the real thing. I mean, he is a man who has been where a lot of us would have liked to have gone, right? You know, he went and played for USC,
right.
And he went and played in the NFL, and he's played for the, you know, the Raiders, and he's played for the Patriots. I mean, you know, he tells funny stories about Bill Belichick. He is a man's man. You know, you watch him on the sidelines, and he's the guy yelling, screaming, you know, "You're beautiful, man!" You know, and you just go, wow, I'd run through a wall for this guy.
Right.
So I love that he comes in with such a huge pedigree. He's a fantastic communicator. He is a guy who loves up on the kids and is hard on them at the same time, and that's the kind of thing we need. We need that continued discipline and strength and toughness and grind that Hartigan set as an example here, and we need the loving up that Harlow brings as well. So it's a very fascinating thing for me to walk out and watch the ethos of these practices now, the intensity and the fun that these guys are having right now. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And yeah, we certainly are looking forward to a lot of great things.
We had Coach Harlow as a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago, and then the one thing talking to him that I noticed right away is that he had a vision for this program. I mean, from day one, I think was the message that he had in his mind, exactly where, you know, he wanted these kids to go and what he wanted this program to be. And that was the most, I think, impressive thing of a lot of impressive things talking to him.
Absolutely. He's absolutely on. It's excellent to hear his vision. It's inspiring to hear his vision. Mm-hmm. And there's no question that the young men that are under his direction are getting it with him. They're getting it.
Chris Ledyard joining us here on Catholic Sports View this week, the athletic director at J. Sarah High School. Now you've got a brand new football coach. Now you've got some coaches that have been there a long time. You've got a baseball coach who's been there basically since day one at the school. That's probably, and I argue with some people that may be your trademark program at J. Sarah is your baseball program. Look at all the great players that have come through that program and the success that baseball program has had over the years.
Yeah, there's absolutely no question that Brett Kay has done a phenomenal job with this program. He's impressive pretty much in every area. The way he organizes, the way his practices are run, the way his games are strategized. He could be in the top five best baseball coaches in the country, high school baseball coaches.
Oh, no doubt.
I find him to be a very, very impressive man. And he's concerned and he cares and he's constantly looking to how to get better. And he's, again, a great communicator. He's got bodies coming from everywhere just wanting to be in his program, which I just find to be fantastic.
I think as Chris Ledyard joining us here, final couple of minutes, you know, I've had a chance to interview, I would say half a dozen coaches at least from your school over this first year here of our show on Catholic Sports View. And I think the one thing I've noticed, especially with some of the new coaches that have come in, Coach Riga, we've had on as a guest, and everybody is excited to join. Everybody said, hey, when I saw J. Sarah, when I got on campus, when I saw what was happening there, there was no doubt I wanted to be a part of that. I mean, that really says something about the entire campus atmosphere there.
It does. When I first got here, I felt the same way. I literally came home after interviewing for a couple days here, and I told my wife when I went back to Ohio, I don't know if I've ever been in a place that showed so much potential and was filled with so many great individuals. I'm very, very impressed with the individuals, one at a time, you know, that I see here. I think it's something that has really kind of settled in with me, and now it's a matter of me mentoring a number of these people to an even stronger place. It feels like the right thing.
Yeah, obviously, I would think coming in with your own plan, I would think you have short-term goals and long-term goals implemented there at J. Sarah.
Absolutely, absolutely. At this point, I'm telling everybody pretty much daily, we need to work. This is an old quote from St. Augustine. We need to work like it depends on us, and we need to pray like it depends on God.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tough balance to find. You know, in particular, the second part of that. It's not easy to do. It requires some letting go, but at the same time, we need to keep the plans moving forward.
No, it's so true. Finally, as we wrap up here, the last minute with you on the show, and we appreciate your time. Have you had a chance to get around and meet some of the other athletic directors, you know, within the league, and sort of find out more about the schools you're going up against?
I have, and I find that to be that is one of the experiences that is very new to me. In talking with the other athletic directors, remember, I've been working in the collegiate realm for
right.
a long time, realizing the sort of different sense and tone of things in a high school, recognizing really the way Southern California works. Again, that's been something that's new to me. You know, I kid around with these guys here and say, you know, everything inside of these walls is extremely familiar, and as soon as I get in my car, I have no idea where I am. So meeting the other athletic directors is a good deal because it's teaching me much more about my surroundings, literally my physical surroundings, and seeing just how many good people are out there. Just very impressive what some of these people have done, and especially in the Trinity League, just meeting the ADs in the Trinity League and getting to spend time with them and,
right.
you know, running questions by them and learning more. It's been great.
Hey, we want to thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate you, you know, sticking with us here and with two segments. And it's been a great pleasure talking with you and get to know you a little bit here. And we wish you luck the rest of this season. You know, the baseball team's going to do some big things here. And then as we hit the ground running for football season, it's right around the corner.
That's right. And I'm sure the tennis team is going to be doing real well right now, too. They're in the semifinals of their CIF. So that's been great. Great movement forward, the boys' tennis.
Perfect.
Thank you for having me, Bob. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. That's Chris Ledyard, the new athletic director in his first year at J. Sarah High School. We know that J. Sarah athletic program is in good hands. We'll take a break here on Catholic Sports View, and when we come back, we'll have much more. Stay with us right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Sports View. Thanks again for sticking with us here on this Saturday. And we welcome in as our next guest, the president of Santa Margarita High School, and that's Andy Sulik. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be with you, Bob.
Yeah, thanks. We appreciate it. And I want to talk from the standpoint of you being the school president. You know, we talked to so many coaches and athletes and athletic directors as we did earlier on in the show, and we have so much fun doing that throughout our show. But, you know, I kind of wanted to get the perspective of somebody who oversees the entire operation at one of our Trinity League schools, and you were the first one that came to mind because, you know, I know at Santa Margarita, it's such a feeling of family and such a feeling of belonging by everybody that's there. I mean, family is really the word that comes to mind when I think of Santa Margarita.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, first and foremost, I mean, you know, we have great coaches. We're very fortunate to have great head coaches that really care about young people and their character and integrity and discipline. And obviously winning comes into that component. But at the same time, that character piece is really important. And then from a family perspective, it is. There's a lot of people here that have a deep connection to Catholic education really all over the county. You know, in just the case of our athletic director, Coach Schaff, I mean, he coached me in high school. And, you know, so there's that feeling of, a lot of camaraderie. The Blanc brothers, you know, both went to Modern Day and, started their careers as coaches there. And obviously now they're having great success here. So we've been really fortunate from that perspective to have not only a lot of coaches with character and just unbelievable men and women for our role models for our student athletes, but also that family atmosphere and that Catholic education, which is extremely important. That background means a lot to us, and we're excited not only about the future, but also we're very blessed and humbled about what we've been able to achieve in the past as a school. So it is a good question.
Yeah, you bring up the name Rich Schaff, and you definitely wanted to talk to you about him because it's so unique to have somebody at the school who basically helped found Santa Margarita. I mean, they're basically since day one to come in and have an athletic director that brings that kind of stability. I mean, that just makes everybody's job that much easier, right?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, he's coached most of our sports here at one time or another. He brings a great vision for the programs. You know, we kid around with him sometimes that he's got to be one of the most successful athletic directors in the history of the state of California. I mean, next year's his 30th year, and as you know, we haven't even finished the spring sports yet, and he's been a part of 62 CIF championships and 200 league championships just in 29 years.
Wow.
He's had an amazing run here. There's no question that he really endured a lot. You know, being athletic director sometimes is a very thankless job. Usually when you pick up your phone, there's somebody complaining about something, and he's done that, and he showed quite a bit of fortitude through that time. And nobody lives more on our wins and suffers more in our losses, I think, than him. He's on the edge of his seat, and whether he's at a lacrosse game, football, whatever it happens to be, he's literally on the edge of his seat. You can't even talk to him sometimes because he's so competitive and loves to win when the competition's going on. But he also wants to make sure that we represent ourselves well as a school. So he's definitely a treasure for here. No, there's no question about it.
Yeah, so easy to be the number one Eagles fan when you were really the number one Eagle that kind of started the whole thing. 30 years in, I got to imagine there's a nice little celebration maybe planned next year to celebrate what he's done there.
Oh, there's no question. You know, he's going into year 30 next year. There will definitely be a lot of celebrations and you know, particularly for our people that have been here for 30 years. And he's definitely one of them that will definitely get lots of accolades.
For sure. Andy Sulik joining us here on Catholic Sports. He's the president at Santa Margarita Catholic High School. Your journey is certainly a unique one in that, you are an alumnus of Santa Margarita. So you're completely invested in the school from a very young age. Go back to the student, Andy Sulik, and what first attracted you to Santa Margarita?
Well, great question. So my dad was a Marine pilot, and so we're living in Washington, D.C. at the time, and he was moving out here to take a job back at El Toro. And so we were moving back out here as a family. And so my mom had told me a little bit about the school. There's a school called Santa Margarita Catholic High School, and, you know, we'd like you to go to it. And I was living in Virginia at the time, and so we didn't know much about it. But, you know, come out to school here, my journey here as a student was, I owe a lot of who I am to the teachers, the coaches, and the administrators who put in all this time with me, particularly because my dad was gone a lot and deployed a lot when I was in high school. And I sat at graduation from high school, and I was starting to think about ways that I could give back. I've been very fortunate to be guided, you know, certainly by my parents, but then also by these teachers, coaches, and administrators in my life. And I wanted to give back. So that kind of started my journey to want to come back to Santa Margarita in different roles. But as a student, you know, I was kind of a decent athlete. You know, I ended up being a lineman in football, and I was the guy they put on the basketball court when one of our good players maybe got fouled hard. I'd go in for 30 seconds and maybe pick up a couple fouls and then get back out of the game. So, but I enjoyed my experience here, some of the best years of my life. I actually met my wife here as well. My wife is a 1993 grad.
Oh, wow.
So I tell parents now when I sit in president's coffees with them that so much of who I am and so much of who my wife is was formed here. And then my son, my daughter is a junior here, going to be a senior, and my son Drew is going to be a freshman. And so he will be the eighth Eagle between our two families
wow.
to go through Santa Margarita.
I knew you were really invested in the school. Now I know you're really invested in Santa Margarita.
Yeah, absolutely. My brother, Julie, her brother and two brothers went here, and then obviously my sister and brother went here, and then now our kids are going here.
Wow.
So my son Drew will be Eagle number 8.
Does he play sports?
He does. He's going to play football here. I'm excited to play him for Coach Fisher and Coach McIntosh, who's our freshman coach. And Coach McIntosh is a 94 SM grad who I played high school football with. So it's kind of funny. And he teaches social studies for us and does a great job as a teacher and a coach here for us.
It's really the beauty of a lot of the schools in the Trinity League, as I see. I know Jay Sarah and Modern Day have it as well as Santa Margarita, that a lot of people who graduated from the school, they want to come back. They want to still be a part of what a special place it was for those 4 years as a student.
There's no question. I think sometimes, you know, the Trinity League schools in particular do such a great job with the high school experience for our student athletes and for our students that I think sometimes, in some cases, college is a letdown, you know, because there's just so much great stuff going on between 9th and 12th grade.
Andy Seelig joining us this week on Catholic Sports View, the president at Santa Margarita Catholic High School. How much of an advantage is it that you know the school so intimately, obviously as a student, having been there? How much of an advantage was it to come back as the president, take that job and already sort of know the inner workings of how the school works?
So after I graduated, I started running summer camps here in the summer with Coach Hartigan, and I was coaching football at the time when he was our football coach. And I actually was a teacher and a coach here from 96 to 01, and I taught in the social studies department, and I was coaching football, and then I actually always kid around with people that I chaperoned golf because, of course, all the kids we had were better than I was. I just made sure they got to and from the games safely here to the matches. But because I'd been a student, a teacher, and a coach, I think I had an advantage because I'd seen what it was like at the different perspectives. And I rely on that a lot of times. You know, education continues to change. Certainly Santa Margarita is not the same school that it was in 1991 when I graduated. But Catholic schools are about continuous improvement. And we've got a great administrative staff, and we've got wonderful teachers and coaches here. And so, but I do rely on that experience. Definitely does give me the inside track at times.
Now, it's not every school that has a school president. Obviously, public schools would not have that position. What does the president of a private Catholic institution do?
The easiest way to explain it from a business perspective is that the president's the CEO and the principal's the COO. So our principal, Mr. Dunn, runs the school day-to-day. He's in charge of all of our teachers, all of our coaches, all of our administrators, and what happens here day-to-day. And then a lot of, from the president's perspective, the CEO, you know, looking at strategy, fundraising, contracts, everything like that kind of falls underneath the president's side of the house.
It's unique that there's a real marketing aspect to it, isn't there? I mean, you're as people who are looking for that, you know, a private school or a Catholic school education, obviously, they're paying to go to a Catholic school. I imagine part of the job is marketing it to people that want to come in and be a part of the experience.
There's no question. One of the things we've been focused on not only has been year 30 coming in starting in August of this next year, but we've also been focused on telling the story. This year with the class of 2017 graduating, we'll go over 10,000 alumni as a school.
Wow.
And it's a really significant milestone for us. But a lot of things that our alumni are doing all over the county and really all over the United States and the world are making the world a better place. And so I'm fond of saying that what happens on these 37 acres every day is a force for good and makes the world a better place. And we've been talking a lot about that. We're trying to definitely get back in with our alums. You know, soon to have 10,000 alums, I often talk about we have less than 20 of our alums that are actually making a living playing professional sports. But most of our, obviously, we have alums that are doing very great things as CEOs, business owners, lawyers, entrepreneurs, doctors, and just being contributing in, positively in the community in which they live in. And so we're really trying to focus more on that. Certainly, it's great to talk about the successes of some phenomenal athletes here, but also we've got some great things going on with our alums in terms of their success in the business world and the professional world.
Yeah, certainly so. And we're going to go over some of those names and some of those stories in our next segment. To close out this one, you know, obviously there's got to be a feeling of brotherhood with your other schools in the area, you know, the Modern Days and Servites and Jay Sarah certainly. But on the flip side of that, you're also in competition with a lot of those schools to get the right student athlete into Santa Margarita. Is that a daily challenge as well to identify and get the right kind of kid that's going to add to Santa Margarita?
There's no question. I mean, there's certainly, you know, the Trinity League is obviously one of the best leagues in the United States. We're fortunate to have excellent schools, academically excellent schools, spiritually, and certainly on the athletic fields and courts and pools, et cetera. We're all competing for great athletes. But I think at the end of the day, we all want great people.
Quick break here on Catholic Sports View. And when we come back, more with Andy Sulik. He's the president at Santa Margarita Catholic High School. We'll be back right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Joining us this week on Catholic Sports View, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. I'm Bob Gibson, and our guest is Andy Sulik. He is the president at Santa Margarita High School. And, you know, where we left off, we talked about you being a coach and a teacher at Santa Margarita, you know, long before you became the president. You took a little detour over to Jay Sarah for a while and became a part of that campus. So what did that experience do for you before you made the decision to come back to Santa Margarita?
I left Santa Margarita in 01. Our daughter, McKenna, who's now a junior in high school, was born, and I was concerned about being able to afford to be able to stay in Catholic education with a young daughter. And so I actually went and worked for FedEx for 2 years, and then I really missed education, got some great training with FedEx in the business world, and then I found out about this new Catholic high school opening in San Juan Capistrano in January of 03, and interviewed down there, and actually had wanted to be the director of athletics. And then I met with one of the founders, Tim Bush's wife, Steph Bush. And she said, well, what do you think about being the admissions director? And, you know, I didn't think much of it at the time. I was like, well, that could be something that could be really interesting. And that ended up being really the game changer for me in terms of my career. And I owe a lot to Steph Bush giving me that opportunity and the founders of Jay Sarah to do that. But I was there from March of 03 until August of 2014 and was part of a team that helped build a school from zero students to 1,227. And you get a lot of experience when you do a startup, certainly as a startup business, but also as a startup school. And really cut my teeth down there and had a lot of wonderful opportunities from a leadership perspective over that time. And I'm very grateful for that experience because I think it totally was the preparation that I needed to step into a role like I'm currently in now back at Santa Margarita.
Yeah, quite a thing to be able to put on your resume there, you know, from that perspective. I would imagine that Santa Margarita was ready to welcome you back with open arms, right?
It was definitely one of those things where, you know, I think they were happy to have me come back. It was tough to come back. I was bleeding, you know, for the Lion down there pretty hard at the time because, you know, I was so dedicated to growing that. And, you know, there's a lot of great people down there, and it's a wonderful place. And I owe a lot to the founders of the school down there at Jay Sarah and the work that they did with me to kind of help me be ready for a job like that I currently have. But yeah, I think it was bittersweet when I left, I'll tell you. I think it was hard on both of us. I think it was tough on Jay Sarah when I left, but I think it was also really tough on me because I had formed so many great friendships and was very connected to the school down there. So I've been fortunate to be able to now be back at SM and have great relationships at both schools that I treasure.
Andy Sulik joining us this week on Catholic Sports View, president of Santa Margarita Catholic High School. Your job, obviously, is to look at the overall mission of the entire school. And it's obviously a big job from the academic side as well as the athletic side, the performing arts side as well, which I know is really big on campus as well. But, of course, we focus on the athletic side here. Lots of high-profile coaches and events that have taken place in recent years. You know, Harry Welch won a state championship with the football team a few years back. You know, Dave Bacani's been so successful with the baseball program. You know, we've got the NBA playoffs going on right now. You've got one of your alumnuses, Clay Thompson, with the Golden State Warriors. Obviously, athletics, tells a big part of the story of any Trinity League school.
There's no question. And, you know, obviously the success of so many of our student athletes is really impressive. And, you know, a lot of them have become who's who of the sports world. You know, I think starting even with Brian Finneran, you know, played at Villanova and
sure.
Then won the Walter Payton Award and then had a great NFL career and now is a radio show in Atlanta. And really kind of moving forward, we've had some great, phenomenal athletes in terms of the ones that you mentioned. And, you know, one of the things that I think gets undertold sometimes, though, is of our 62 CIF titles in terms of in sports, most of those or the majority of those are from our female sports. Santa Margarita from a young age has just had some phenomenal female athletes here. And, you know, even right now, our girls swimming team and our girls track and field team are really poised to, you know, have a great run at the state level. You know, girls swimming won CIF last weekend and girls track and field's going for it this weekend. So we've really been fortunate where a lot of our male athletes get the notoriety. I think the some of the bigger studs we've had, if you can say that, have been on the female side, certainly when it comes to winning on a very consistent basis for a long time.
Yeah, you kind of ran me into my next question, and I'm glad you did, because I was going to point out, right, that some of the other, you know, football and basketball obviously, you know, get the headlines, but, you know, some schools are good at one or two sports. A school like Santa Margarita has been good at, as you said, everything across the board over the years. I can't think of a sport where at some point Santa Margarita hasn't been really good and really at the top of the heap at some point. For you mentioned the swimming program. We had the brothers on just a couple of weeks ago, and talked to the two of them, and such great guys. That's the stability that's the backbone of any athletic program.
There's no question. We've been really blessed. I'd say that one of the things that I think, you know, sometimes we need to make sure that we always talk about too is we've had some amazing families. We've had some amazing support from those families over the years. And, you know, we've really had some phenomenally talented student athletes in this area. I kind of say all the time, one of the things I tell our alums is make sure on your resume that you put that you went to Santa Margarita Catholic High School, you graduated from there somewhere on your resume, because a lot of who's who of Orange County business and, you know, sometimes in the United States, Fortune 500 companies, executives have sent their kids to school here. So that might open a door for you that you didn't think was open before because of the notoriety of the excellence that's at the school, not only athletically, but academically, and then also in all of our co-curricular activities.
Andy Sulik again joining us here on Catholic Sports TV this week. Do you feel like you have an advantage when you sit down with a family or a prospective athlete or anybody that wants to come in and is considering Santa Margarita, the fact that you can talk to them not only as the school president, but you can talk to them as somebody, hey, I was a kid who came through here once upon a time, and I can really tell you what it's like to get an education, and look what I accomplished coming back through.
Sometimes I think I do. You know, I do find that a lot of our students are kind of intrigued when they see me around campus, because a lot of my job is off campus and meeting with city officials and donors and
right.
Different companies and things like that. So when they see me around, they're like, oh, yeah, I forgot that guy went to school here. And, you know, he sat in those classes and ran on that field and things like that. So I think it does. You know, and I think one of the reasons we're starting to focus on the great successes of our alums in terms of as being business professionals or educational professionals and things like that is because people can relate to that. You know, we're not all going to have the athletic talent of an Amy Rodriguez or of a Carson Palmer or a Clay Thompson, but we certainly have the intellect that can help get us to, you know, be very successful in college and beyond in our professional careers. There's no question.
How much input do you get when it comes to maybe deciding who the next football coach is going to be or who the next, you know, coach of anything is going to be? Does Rich Schaaf talk to you? Is your input, you know, included as well in these decisions?
Absolutely. You know, when we hired Coach Fisher, we put a committee together, a panel of seven people, and Some of them were head coaches, but some of them were administrators. But I also put on our dean of students and our school psychologist. And our school psychologist is Blake Oldfield. He's class of 1999 and from SM. And one of the things I told Blake was, I said, you know, I want you on this interview committee because I said, you study people for a living. And so you're always, you know, looking at it from a different perspective. So when you put that committee together to go get Coach Fisher, you know, I definitely, I kind of told everybody on the committee, I said, look, this can't be my guy. This has to be our guy because we all have to support him and make sure that he is has the tools to be successful here in this program.
I imagine the bar has been set so high, not only on the athletic field, obviously in the classroom, as you mentioned, you got to have the right person who is quote unquote our person for Santa Margarita. Do you know when you sit down with somebody whether or not they're going to be the right fit pretty quickly?
You start asking, there's a few questions you can ask and you kind of start to go with your gut a little bit. I mean, obviously they need to first and foremost be good people. And we need to, you know, you can usually identify that within the first couple minutes of, with a first impression. But sometimes, you know, it definitely requires somebody leaves an interview and then you really have a collaborative discussion about, hey, what do you think? What do you think? And then, you know, people look at it from their different perspective at the school, whether it's academics, you know, in terms of our vice principal in charge of faculty instruction, or it's our vice principal and who handles curriculum. You know, they bring a very valuable perspective that, hopefully helps us to make the best decision for the school, because all we're all trying to do is move Santa Margarita forward and make us the best school that we can be all the way around. And I think when you get everybody in a room like that and you start making decisions, I think it's super important to get that collaboration and their perspective from their area of expertise in the school.
Yeah, absolutely. Andy Sulik joining us again here. Closing moments with Mr. Sulik, as he's the president of Santa Margarita High School. And it just kind of got me thinking in my head here. You mentioned so much has changed in education over the years. So much has changed, you know, not just in Catholic education, but public education, you know, the way everything goes down. Do you still find that there's a value and a premium placed on getting a Catholic education?
I do. I think for sure there's that. There's definitely a value. There's something to be said for the spiritual component of the school. The Catholic identity is extremely important to the foundation of who we are. Bishop Vann, the Bishop of Orange, talks to us constantly about making sure that we have that Catholic identity. And then also, if you have that, everything else seems to fall into place. The academic side and all of our co-curriculars seem to happen as a result of that. So I very much think there is a value of it. And we know we're very, very blessed in this area to have some phenomenal Catholic high schools to choose from. And that competition makes all of us better. So as Mater Dei gets better, then we get better. And J. Sarah gets better. And Servite and Rosary, all of us getting better together and pushing each other ultimately makes kids better and makes our kids more prepared for life in this new century.
Right, absolutely. Well, there's no doubt that the school is in good hands, and we trust that everything is going to be the same going forward as we've known for the last 30 years here at Santa Margarita. Andy Sulik, we thank you for joining us here on Catholic Sports View. Thanks again, and good luck. We'll be ready to celebrate 30 years with you guys this coming fall.
Good to be with you, Bob. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. That's Andy Sulik. He's the president of Santa Margarita Catholic High School. I want to thank both my guests this week here on Catholic Sports View. And if you want to check out any of the shows, past or present, this one here as well, you can go to the website, OCCatholic.com/radio, and you can click right on the link there for Catholic Sports View and take a look at all the shows that we've done so far throughout this school year. Thanks again for joining us here this week on Catholic Sports View. My name is Bob Gibson. We'll see you next week right here on Immaculate Heart Radio.